I'm Coach Seb, and this is Running New Mexico. I'm here with Jasmine Turtle Morales. She is a 226 800 runner, 519 for the 1600, 1121 for the 3200, and was recently the top high school finisher at the U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Championships in San Diego with a time of 24:35 for the 6K. She's also run under 18 minutes for a 5K several times. Welcome.
Hello.
Is there anything I'm missing or got wrong with your times?
No.
All right. So to begin with, what got you into running?
I started in elementary school with a little running group. Everybody noticed that I liked it and had a little talent and encouraged me to join a city club.
Well, that's awesome. Was it just like a fun after school little club that they were doing?
Yeah, it was.
With one of the teachers?
Yes. I think it was my fourth grade teacher, I think.
That's awesome. I like when the schools get to do that. If I wasn't doing the high school coaching, I would consider doing that. But, you know, limited time.
Yeah.
What club did you end up joining?
Albuquerque Athletics Track Club.
Okay, yeah, I've definitely seen them around. Yeah. Was that a fun experience?
Yeah, it was really fun. I really liked the coaches there. They really encouraged the runners to do their best in practices. So.
That sounds like fun. I think that's kind of the biggest thing with working with younger kids is making sure they continue to have the love for the sport and not get too wrapped up in just winning.
Yeah.
You know, you've had a lot of success in your high school cross country career. You've never been outside of the top 10 at the state championships. And last year but 2 years ago in 2018, you won it all. Coming into this last season, how did that feel going in as the defending champ?
It really messed with my head. I got both lazy and scared and doubted myself. It was a really rough season for me.
That sounds tough.
Yeah.
You know, coming through it, you know, I saw you race several times and you had some down days and some great days. And coming into the state championships, you came out second. Was that hard on you?
Yeah, it was really hard. When Leah made the move, I was really shocked because I was just like, what?
Yeah, she looked very strong.
Yes, she did.
And how hard was it for you to kind of move on from that?
It was really hard, and I'm still struggling with it. I'm not focusing on the placement this year, but how hard I try during practice. That's what I'm focused on.
I think that's a really positive way to look at it. Defeat can be difficult, especially when you've already tasted success and you feel like you should be there, and to look at how well you're doing as opposed to comparing it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had that success, but you guys have also had a lot of success at El Dorado with cross country. I was looking back at it. The team has never finished outside of fourth place in the 4 years you've been there during cross country. What does that feel like, and what does it mean to have that team title?
It's important to win, and I love winning with the girls because we're all close together and we love each other.
That's awesome. I see a lot of teams, it's like a little family.
Yes, yeah, it really is a really big family, and I love that.
You know, after the cross country season, you went out and you ran You were top 20 at the NXR Southwest Regionals. What was that race like?
That race really helped boost my confidence up since state. And my family and coaches were really proud of me on how I did. And I was really proud of myself because I didn't think I was going to do that well. So, yeah.
Well, it's a big race, and top 20 is a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
What was the atmosphere like with being around all those other kids from, you know, all over the Southwest region, all vying kind of for those that same thing? Everybody wants to win.
Well, I just told myself that I wanted to just be top 20 to finish my senior year of cross country really well. So I think we all wanted to, you know, do the same thing, I think.
That's good. I think it's a great place to just go and, you know, and it's an extra season, but it's also you're getting out, and I think it can just be fun to be out and racing against different people.
Yeah, it was really fun racing against all those really great runners out there. So I wish I could do it again, but I'm kind of sad.
Speaking of that, you then continued with USA Track and Field Cross Country Championships, which you can compete again next year, which is kind of cool. I heard it was a pretty tough course.
Yeah, it was really tough. There was a lot of mud everywhere, and there was like holes in the grass. So it was really hard to like place your foot. So you like, you know, you probably fall or something, but Right. Yeah.
And you were the top high school girls finisher in the junior race, correct?
Yes.
What does that feel like?
Well, it just made me want to run in college. So I saw those college girls get after it, and I was like, wow, I want to do that too.
Well, that was my next question, is what did it feel like to race against those collegiate athletes? And, you know, you're still a year behind, at least some of them, it could be two years or more. And you were right there in the mix with them.
Well, I just kept my eye on the ones that fell back from the pack and just like caught up to, I think, three of the girls on the last two laps. And I was 11th place, and 10th place finishers get medals, and I missed it by one spot. So I was like kind of a little bit sad, because I wanted to be up there, you know, but I was happy with my placement. So
That is tough when you're that last one kind of looking in. It's, I think it can be harder than being further back, you know, knowing that you're just one more person, few more seconds.
Yeah. I think she was like maybe 100 meters. She was like finishing, and I was coming into the finish, and I was like, oh, no.
Well, that's tough. And did you know at that point that you were in 11th? Did you know that was your...
I think there was a guy that was standing on top of the hill telling the placement. Okay. So I knew I was in 11th place, so yeah.
Oh, man. That's tough.
Yeah.
You know, the one cool thing, it was down in San Diego, so you were going down in the elevation. What's that feel like, going down in elevation? After being up here and training, you know, where a lot of people would love to be at 5,000 feet or more if we go to the foothills.
Yeah, running sea level makes me glad that I train in altitude because I can breathe easier over there. Because when people are on sea level and they come up here to run, I think it's harder for them, so...
I'm kind of
thankful that we have altitude here.
Yeah, it's nice. Our times may not look like they compete with other people, but when you convert it with the altitude, you know, we're right there with a lot of other states.
Yeah.
You did some indoor this year, right?
Yes, I did.
And how did that go?
It went pretty good. I think I ran the Great Southwest indoor meet. I ran the mile. I got second place with a 5:25 time, which I think was really good because I didn't do any speed workouts with my team yet, so I felt really accomplished there, so.
Well, that's good. How does that compare doing indoor and outdoor?
I just like both of the experience, indoor and outdoor.
And you ran that in the convention center on the bank track?
Yes, I did. That's a really fast track.
It always looks fast. I've never gone to race on it myself, but just seems like it would be fun coming off those corners sometimes.
Yeah, I love coming off those corners. They're just, woo!
A nice little boost.
Yes.
So I want to go back again to track last year. So I'm assuming you ran some indoor last year as well.
Yes.
And then you ran the regular season. You did the Great Southwest after track season, preseason cross country season, regionals, the U.S. Track and Field Championships, back to indoor. We're in preseason for outdoor. In fact, I think you got your first meet in 2 weeks.
Yes.
When do you take time to just relax, take some time off, or is it just go, go, go?
I do take some time, like maybe a week, just to relax my body, and then I just go at it again, start training. I've been waking up around 5:50 and going out to that park right by my house, and I've just been working out, like doing some strides, push-ups, abs, and we do this dumbbell workout with my arms, and I think I've definitely gotten stronger.
I think there's another step up when you kind of get to your senior year. Your body can handle a little bit more and get you prepared, I think, for those collegiate races.
Yes.
But that's some good dedication. You know, I know there are lots of kids around the state who do take that time to do the morning workouts, but there's definitely a lot who don't, and I think it can be important to help you take those next steps.
Yes.
I ran into you just a few weeks ago at the U.S. Track and Field Indoor Championships. I felt the atmosphere was just amazing. What did you feel about it? What did you enjoy watching and seeing there?
Well, I loved every race that I saw. I loved watching Shelby win her 3,000 meters and 1,500 yeah. meter race. And I got to hold the tape for those top finishers, and I got to be on TV. So
oh, that's awesome.
It was really cool, yeah.
That is really cool. Yeah. I didn't know you held the tape. That's cool.
Yeah, it was actually, I got to talk to the runners too that finished in first place, because they would come off the track and like, we would just talk to them, and it was really cool. Some of them were really nice. Some of them were a little standoffish, but it was still fun though. So
yeah, that is an amazing experience to be able to be around, not only just be around it, but to be able to speak to some of them like that and to see what the hard work that they've gone through has paid off with.
Yeah. I want to be there someday too, so.
Well, that's
awesome. I look up to them, so.
Well, that's good. It definitely seems like you're on the right track for that.
Yeah.
you got a souvenir there. You were talking to, I think you were showing Coach Mbotic, and I was there. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, I got Christian Coleman's bib, and he got to sign it, and I also met his parents, too, and they were pretty nice, yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So I saw the bib, that was amazing, but to be able to meet his parents and kind of see the people still rooting for him, even at this level.
Yeah.
I think that's really awesome and important.
Yeah. Someday my mom will be there. My mom and dad will be out there cheering for me.
Just like they are now.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. And I think that's just a great experience that you got to have, that a lot of people, I don't think, realize that they can volunteer and help out at those events, and and have some of those experiences as well and be a part of the sport that way.
Yeah, I feel like more people should get more experience with that because, you know, not many kids have, you know, that.
Right. And there was some room in the stands for people to still go and watch, and for us to have that amazing event, it should be packed.
Yes.
As we're taping this, the Olympic marathon trials finished up yesterday. Did you watch those?
Yes, I did. I actually watched it when I was at the gym, and it was really cool because...
I don't know if I could have watched it working out. I think I would have gone too... I was definitely pumped up just watching it sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
What was exciting about it for you?
I was really excited for Galen Rupp. I know he was injured.
Right.
And I think he just wanted to do his best in that race. But I'm really happy that he won.
Yeah, he definitely looked strong.
Yeah.
Was there any women you were rooting for?
I was rooting for Des Linden.
Oh, she's one of my favorites too.
Yeah. I was really surprised she didn't make top three.
You know, I think it looked like she was right. She was coming on strong, and I think, you know, just she ran out of room.
Yeah.
Kind of like you at the cross country championships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready for track season. You're coming into it again. You're defending 2 mile champion. Do you have any specific goals for the season?
Well, I just want to do my best and to see what the outcome is. If I don't do that well, I mean, at least I tried. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I like that idea of, like you said earlier, not putting the emphasis on where you place. Do you have any time goals that you're shooting for, or again, just however it goes?
Well, I do have some goals. For the 2 mile, I want to run under maybe possibly 11:05. If not that, maybe 11:10. But I'm really confident I maybe can do that.
That's a great goal. And I will definitely be cheering for you to reach that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been able to have success on the track and in cross country. You've been a champion on both. Which do you prefer?
Honestly, I like cross country more because there's more open space and you can just run wherever you need to run. But the track, you just run in circles, which, I mean... It's fun because you get to see all your teammates cheering for you.
Right.
But I prefer cross country more.
I think a lot of more distance people would agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're on Strava or if you check mile split. Like you said, you've talked about you're focusing more on yourself and instead of other people. But how aware of you are of what other people are doing in their workouts or their races?
I do check mile split sometimes. Usually I look at the top runners, like Caitlin Tui, because she's amazing.
Right.
I love her. I mean, I wish I could meet her, but yeah. And I look at her times and see, yeah. So
that's kind of goals or?
Yeah, my goals, yeah.
And do you think that affects you at all, kind of being aware of where everybody else is at to that extent?
No, it doesn't affect me. It just wants me to improve more so I could possibly compete against them too.
Okay. So you use it more of it as a motivation of where you want to be.
Yes, I do.
I think that's probably the best way to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking ahead and at the graduation schedules, and you graduate on the Thursday before the state meet, so it won't affect you. But how do you feel about the graduation schedule with the week of the state meet? Not just track, but baseball and softball deal with it too.
I think it's a little unfair to seniors who have not committed to a college and are still trying to get noticed by colleges. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it can be a little hard to make that choice of having to compete for something you worked very hard on,
mm-hmm.
or go and walk that line and again, something you've worked for 4 years to do.
Yeah.
If you were in that position and you had to make that choice between walking the line or competing in maybe defending your 2 mile championship, which would you choose?
I think I would choose to compete in the 2 mile because that's the sport I love so much. I love running the 2 mile. I wouldn't want to miss being another state champion possibly. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you don't have to make that choice.
Yeah, and also I don't want to let down my teammates right. who, you know, right. care about me. And yeah.
And that makes sense. With your times and performances, you've been one of the top in the state. I'm sure you've had your fair share of colleges looking at you. I know you haven't signed with anybody yet, but what are you looking for in a college?
I've already decided on a college. I really want to go to New Mexico Highlands College because they have academics that I need, and they support me, I guess. So
that's really awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to have New Mexico runners stay in the state.
Yeah.
I think that they've got a good program there, and it's a fairly young program from what I know right now, and I think you'd be a great addition to that.
Yeah.
You know, we talked a little bit about the team title with cross country. Is that something you would look for to help bring to New Mexico Highlands?
Yes, I do.
We've talked a lot about the different successes that you've had so far. What do you consider your biggest success in with running so far?
My biggest success is I keep trying when I failed. So I won't back down when I have failed or lost a race. I keep on trying even though it hurts to lose a race. So, yeah.
Right. You know you can come back on that next one.
Yeah.
That's great. What's been your biggest disappointment or struggle with running?
My biggest struggle is self-confidence.
That's, I think, is the toughest thing with distance running. You spend so much time out there and your body can feel so good. And your mind can just turn things on you very quickly.
Yes, it can.
And I don't think you're alone in that. In that struggle.
Yeah.
What keeps you motivated?
I want to be a role model for the Native American community. So.
I think that's a great motivation. When you're on the starting line, what's going through your head?
Well, when I'm on the start line, I get so nervous. Sometimes I just want to pee my pants because there's so many people on the line and you just all that nervousness just like, you know, scares you sometimes.
And I find that so interesting because I feel like there are so many runners that look at you and they see you as one of the top runners at the state. And in their head, they're probably thinking, oh, man, she knows she's going to go out there and win. And I'm over here. I'm going to be last place. And so I think that's kind of cool that you're sharing how nervous you get with it as well.
Yeah, I feel like all of us get really nervous. Sometimes I just tell myself to, like, calm down, not think about what's going to happen. I, like, breathe and relax a little bit and then when the gun goes off, I'm like, get really nervous again. And then I just tell myself, you got this. And
And once that gun does go off and once those legs start going, is it easier to kind of push those thoughts back down a little bit?
Yeah, it does. It helps to tell yourself, you can do this, you can catch that girl. And usually I just think of someone's chasing me. A cute guy's in front of you and an ugly... Yes.
Well, that's great. I think I've listened to some different people talking, and different seems like people have different mantras that help them and different things that go through their head. And so I think if it gets you going, awesome.
Yeah.
What's your favorite workout?
I like the variety of the workouts. Like, I like running the mile repeats, 1,000 repeats, 400s. Yeah, I like it all.
You like it all, okay. Yes. That's good. And what is your go-to, like, your pump-up song to get you ready?
My go-to song, it's called Don't Waste My Time by Kraft and Conan. It's from the movie Creed.
Okay, so, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it's... what?
I know. I've heard it's amazing. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, I got it from Creed, number one.
The first one.
First one, okay. Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you want to add or say?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today. If you can, please rate and review, but most importantly, spread the word so we can grow this community. If you know of any runners that deserve a shout out or should be interviewed, or you just want to share your runs and connect with other people, use the hashtag RunningNM on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow me at RunningNM on both these platforms. If you prefer to reach out by email, you can find me at runningnewmexico@gmail.com. Music was provided by Philip Friedman. You can follow him on SoundCloud under DJ Teach. And until next time, keep running, New Mexico.